The deadline is part of the Northern California Utilities bankruptcy reorganization process. Anyone who lost income or property due to wildfire before January 29th of this year and believes PG&E is responsible must file a claim for reimbursement through the courts. Paul Moreno is a PG&E spokesman.
One can file a claim for any losses or damage, including but not limited to, of course, damage to homes and structures, loss of personal property, business loss or an eruption, loss wages or earning capacity, and agricultural loss, and many other categories as well.
The claims will be reviewed and paid out as part of the bankruptcy court process. Governor Gavin Newsom's recent move rejecting a PG&E reorganization plan does not affect the claims process. Moreno said filling out the forms shouldn't be arduous.
The proof of claim that's related to fires, that form is simple and should take less than 30 minutes to complete.
It's unclear what changes PG&E will face in bankruptcy. The company, shareholders, and bondholders each have competing plans. A separate proposal would reshape the utility as a customer-owned cooperative. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert.